I'm Rick Smith, and this is Labor History in 2. Is it unpatriotic to go on strike when the nation is at war? What if your workplace is in an industry critical to the war effort? On this day in labor history, the year was 1941. The world was embroiled in the Second World War, and increasingly, it seemed as if the United States would soon join the fighting. President Roosevelt had declared the U.S. the arsenal for democracy, and industry was ramping up production to send billions of dollars in munitions, vehicles, aircraft, and food to Europe. Yet, this massive mobilization was often slowed by work stoppages and labor disputes. Although industry was booming, workers often saw little in the way of pay increases, with many companies fighting unionization efforts. In 1941 alone, there were more than 4,000 work stoppages involving more than 2.3 million workers. Many in Congress denounced the strikers as treasonous, but the workers continued to demand fair pay and safer working conditions. So, on this day in labor history, President Roosevelt issued an executive order creating the National Defense Mediation Board. The board included 12 members, 4 from the public, 4 from industry, and 2 from each of the AFL and the CIO. During their tenure, the organization heard 118 disputes. Mostly, it was called in to bring speedy resolution to strikes. Most strikers acquiesced to the board's demands. John Lewis of the United Mine Workers was not so quick to comply. He continued to lead strikes in effort to get union recognition for coal mines in the steel industry. In November, when the mediation board would not support a union shop, the miners refused to back down, and the mediation board collapsed. Then, on December 7, 1941, the day that will live in infamy, the Japanese attacked Pearl Harbor, and the government moved to take an even stronger hand in settling labor disputes.
Brought to you by the Illinois Labor History Society and the Rick Smith Show.